that kind of merchant, a furniture merchant. We'd, in other words, it's been a time on Saturday, we live 12 miles from Norwood. And I've gone out there at fertilizer on Saturdays in the little hill, you know, Clay Hill, and it'd be a string of wagon for a mile before you get to Norwood, you know, just going and have a carload of fertilizer, and you just drive up there and unload the car with people, you know, buying it. And they'd go to the railroad on Saturday and then have it ready when you got ready to use it, you know, plant the cotton. But we didn't fertilize the corn those days. Never did.
Can you tell me about the first house you lived in?
Well, it's up there now. And I'm really sure that house is 85 or 90 years old. In other words, I have a brother in bad shape now, but about 3 weeks ago, we went to the old home just looking around. And it was hard for me to make myself get familiar with things as far as a kid, where they have changed now at our old home. And we live, part of our place was on a hill, and a lot of it on bottom, two creeks. And it would flood every once in a while. And there would come floods in, and we'd have to plant over. Well, when I'd quit school, and when I quit farming, my oldest brother and I was working at home, the rest of them going to school. And we had three floods. One, you know, we broke up the planted the crop, flood came, washed it off, broke it up again, came again, broke it up again, flood came. I told my dad, I said, well, I'm through. I'm gone. I said, well, I don't blame you. I said, that was in May then. Well, as I said, the kids come, the rest of the younger brothers came from school. Of course, he couldn't quit. He had, and they went on and made a very good crop. Yeah. After the 12th of May. On Friday night, as I said, we believed in coon hunting. My dad was a fox hunter. He fox hunted, but that's chap. We coon hunted, and we really enjoyed life in those days, all right. We really did. And then, you know, there'd be lots of other white boys in the country would come and go coon hunting with us.
Were there more game now, or is there what more then?
Well, now, it's more now. In other words, the fur got where it wasn't worth hardly anything, and the people quit trapping. Well, now they've come back, but I understand fur is high now. It's gotten high again. Well, I understand coon hides and fox hides and so forth are high. But it got to where it wasn't worth anything, and people quit trapping, and they did a lot of game. In fact, up until 15, 20 years ago, it wasn't deer in this country. Now, this country's covered with deer. It's well of deer here.
Why is that?
Well, they put them here, and they just seem to multiply. In fact, they really protect the deer. The wildlife really protect them. They don't kill any does, you see. In fact, they did last year. Didn't got to be so many until they do kill does. Now, well, I don't care anything about deer. I built a fox on it.
Got any good stories?
Good stories?
Fox stories.
Well, yes, some cats. Well, I can tell some pretty interesting. Once about 15 years ago, my two neighbors, one lived down here and one lived up that way, we bought a pair of coon dogs. And the man we bought them from, one of the dogs, is a chip and a dog, the man we bought them from said, you tell old Hamp to catch a freight train, he'll do it. So I was keeping the dogs. So one night I went up to friend was interested in the dog to go coon hunting. And he lived right on the river, right close to the river bridge.
Mississippi?
No, right where that store was, you go down there, it's just a little piece to the river down on that.
What river's that?
Amit River.
Amit, okay.
And I reckon it's all right to say nigger, ain't it?
Sure.
Come running up there and said, Mr. Joe got a bear some tied down there on the bridge? I said, heck no, there was something down there. So I went down there to the big old bobcat, and I didn't have a truck, I had my dog in the back of my car.
Yeah.